Now, friends, we saw that the 20th chapter of Numbers actually brought us to the end of the wilderness march. It was the end of the wilderness march in the sense the wandering is over and they will now begin to march. The last we saw was the death of Aaron. In fact, chapter 20 opened with the death of Miriam, the sister of Moses, and closed with the death of Aaron, the brother of Moses. And now, as we come to chapter 21, the children of Israel resume their march, and they are now marching. They're on the way. The march is resumed, and for the first time there is victory. Let me begin reading at verse 1 now of Numbers 21. And when King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Now this is the first victory in the wilderness march. And God gave them this victory. But they are now having to go by Mount Hor and the way of the Red Sea. They can't go through the land of Edom, and they're attempting to make a circuitous route around, of course, that land. And as they do, it becomes very discouraging to the people. In their plight of discouragement, why they begin to complain and whine and murmur. And that's characteristic of so many of us today. Don't we do just that? We complain and murmur.